This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's the crazy season when monsoon can't make up its mind. July and August were wet across southeastern Arizona. Many rainfall records were set. Not so at the Mosquiti homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. We received rainfall, but certainly no records were set. It's ironic, as the Ojolote flowed for weeks, but that's about rainfall upstream, record rainfall upstream. You know, but what I was saying is rain threatens to fall in September. And as I said threaten, I thought threaten isn't the right word, as it sounds scary. And for for all of us living in our personal semi-arid ecosystems, across the borderlands, rain is a good thing. Though I confess to tiring of the constant mowing that needs to be done after rainfall inspires the grasses and forbs around our place to grow several inches a day. But what I'm saying is we're getting toasty September plus humidity. Humidity means my glasses slide down my nose. Sweat soaks my shirts whether I'm working or not. That means no one will hug me. That's okay. But listen, some mornings at our place, we have dropped to 60 degrees. So 50 degree mornings are on the way. Oh, yeah. And I don't need to look out at a thermometer on cool mornings. Just look out that window where I see our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley acting like spring chickens, bouncing and playing. It's grasshopper time in the grassland around us. Several gazillion grasshoppers are marching and molting across the land. I should have added mating for some good alliteration. So let's try again. Marching, molting, and mating. The molting happens five or six times. Each time is called an instar. This is what I learned in a very cool book I have, A Field Guide to Grasshoppers, Katydids, and Crickets of the United States. Don't leave home without it. So as the grasshopper grows, it sheds its body covering in the five or six instars over the summer. That's the molt. Anyway, the gazillion hoppers around me, there are many species. Some of them can fly and some walk, you know, and they don't really march. That just sounded good. Oh, grasshopper tracks in the dust where they walk. Oh, the tracks are very cool. Yeah. So grasshoppers are mainly herbivores, but I've seen some chowing down on coyote scats or a dead compadre, you know, the sort of thing. Well, he's dead, so we might as well eat him. But I'm not making this up when I tell you that when I walk across the land, at every step, dozens of grasshoppers hop or fly away from me. I wanted to say hundreds, but dozens per step, hundreds per 10 or 15 steps. At my job across the Sulphur Springs Valley, I drove my gator across a field and videotaped the sea of grasshoppers parting in front of me. Very spectacular. Oh, and I know what I forgot. Grasshoppers come from eggs in the earth in the spring and spend the summer days doing their instars. Don't forget to do your instars. And by the end of the summer, they are adults. Sexually mature hoppers mate, and in the fall, the females lay eggs in the earth, and viola, it starts over again. In a year, or maybe 2 years, depending on the species, and I know viola is voila, it's a joke. I've seen a lot of a wingless grasshopper called the plains lubber. They get very, very big. We're talking 2 or 3 inches long. They look like a grasshopper toy. Very cool looking grasshopper walking along until you scare it, and then it hops, sort of an out of control hop, a high goofy hop to somewhere away from you. I looked up their scientific name. It's Brachystola magna, brachy from the Greek for short. Stola is like a garment, something you wear across your shoulders. A stole, yeah. I think it refers to the non-functional forewings on this plains lubber. It's pinkish. That forewing is pinkish with black dots. How stylish is that? Did you see her stole polka dots? Yeah. The species name, magna, means great, and they are great. Lubber, by the way, means big, clumsy fellow. Yeah, and I would add a big, clumsy fellow with a very pretty stole, a very pretty polka dot stole. And that's the plains lubber, my friends. You know, All the critters of the borderlands are so fascinating, so beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.